The town of Normal hosts a variety of cultural events through the year, from the Sugar Creek Arts Festival in high summer to Santa's Station in the dark of winter. And now the town has a new manager to help mold the cultural spirit of Uptown. GLD's Laura Kennedy has more.
As the town of Normal finishes filling up the big hole with a big building, it's also filling a need in its Uptown staff. Adam Fox has been with the town since 2015, managing, among a number of things, the Normal Theater. Fox is now the newly minted civic arts manager for the town of Normal. And he says this is an evolution of the job he already had,
which was theater and civic arts manager. So in many ways, the title has just contracted, but the duties expanded. The civic arts manager for the town, what I'll be doing is still programming the Normal Theater and thinking about everything that's happening on screen and on stage over there, but with a larger eye on how that impacts the arts in the community in general. Specifically, I'll be doing a lot of the Uptown events, with Joe Tully stepping away from the position of Uptown manager. I'll be the one that is overseeing a lot of the festivals that we have every year: Sugar Creek Arts Festival, Sweet Corn and Blues Festival, Make Music Normal, which had already been in my bailiwick, and all of those different events in Uptown that make that such a great destination to come to if you're a resident here in town. The Cultural Arts Department has been recently formed within the last year or so. Shelley Burlingmeyer is the director of that department, so I am reporting to her, and within that department have been there for the last little bit here. And as a department, we're kind of defining what that vision is as we move forward, of how we want to create the best opportunities for the community to engage in the arts on all levels and in all disciplines and in all possibilities.
Well, Adam, is there something that you're just itching to put out there, to put your own stamp on Uptown and the cultural arts programming?
Well, I think we have such a great opportunity with Uptown Normal to create a public art space. I think that the idea of...
You mean like a permanent space, or just the whole Uptown itself is available as a space?
I think both in some ways, actually. I mean, now that you bring that up, I think the former is very interesting to think about how to continue to expand some of the offerings we have, like the murals and some of the art that we already have out there. But the latter is more what I was thinking, the idea of using that as a footprint to be able to really celebrate the arts in very much the same way that we already do. Make Music Normal is an example to talk about, because that really is a participatory music festival. The whole idea is that community musicians of all levels, from our, you know, 6-year-old piano player that we had open the day all the way up through poster children who have been, you know, touring and performing for 30 years on a national level, to be able to showcase the musicians that we have and the musical talent we have in this community across all stages and across, and just welcoming people in. So thinking about that for other types of art, could we have a theater festival that's akin to that? Do something like a fringe festival? Could we have something with the visual arts that's an expansion out of the university galleries uptown and continues to transform things that way, perhaps playing off Sugar Creek? I mean, this is all riffing. I'm literally making this up as I go. But that's exciting opportunities, right? It's such a great thing to think about, this wonderful public space and this great gathering space we have off of the roundabout and expanding in all directions, to think about using that. So yeah, it's real exciting.
Adam Fox, the new civic arts manager for the town of Normal, says the Normal Theater remains committed to showing indie films. He spoke with GLD's Laura Kennedy.